Well, these guys are so wonderful. They're now coming to the point where the Portland City Council decided they were going to pour millions and literally millions and millions and millions of dollars into the condo developments and South Waterfront. South Waterfront, the infrastructure. I mean, we have spent so much money on streetcars down there and replacing streetcar tracks and all kinds of things. Kickbacks, givebacks, sweetheart deals and all this stuff to developers and that sort of deal. And all in the name of eventually, someday, Portland will be a biotech hub. Sure, they'll leave La Jolla in droves to come here. Florida, forget about it. They'll come to Portland, Oregon in the PNW. They'll leave their station at Harvard to come to Portland, where OHSU thrives in nearby South Waterfront. Well, forget about it. It hasn't happened. It's not going to happen. It never did happen. And it was a bunch of smoke. Well, now what do you do with all these fantastic condos there that are in different buildings down there? Well, gee, I mean, it's not like you can just sit there and pay off these things every month. You got to have some income, right? Well, that's why the John Ross condos that are remaining in that lovely building in South Waterfront are being auctioned off. And Rhett Winchell is in L.A. He is with Kennedy Wilson Auction House, which is going to conduct the auction. And when's that going to be? And by the way, thank you very much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, the auction is scheduled for Sunday, April 11th.
April 11th. Now, how do you do an auction of condos? I've seen auctions in action. I've seen things and stuff and such. But I don't recall ever seeing condominiums be put up for auction.
Well, I mean, what we do is we advertise the property, or in this case, the condominiums for sale for 30 days. We keep the project open every single day so buyers can come through, you know, walk each and every unit. And then if they're interested, they get pre-qualified with a lender that's at the property on site. And then ultimately, if they do want to come and participate at the auction, they register for the auction. And then ultimately, when they show up auction day, in this particular case, we have 50 condominiums that will be up for sale. And most people register for, you know, their first choice, second, third, and fourth choice. And they can bid on any number of units. But ideally, you know, most people that are shopping for a home are usually looking for a certain product type, whether it's a loft or a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom unit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with this particular auction, this project's been very successful over the last couple of years. They've sold, I think, over 220 units.
Mm-hmm.
So what's great about the auction is we're given the ability for homeowners to dictate the price. So if you come to the auction and you bid, if you're the high bidder, you get the property.
Right.
So it puts the control into the buyer's hands, and then ultimately, if you don't get a property, or if you get a property, you usually outbid the highest bidder by $1,000. So it gives you a lot of comfort that you did not overpay for your particular home.
So you have minimum selling prices, though.
Exactly. We have minimum selling prices. They start at $110,000. These are on units that were priced just recently, probably around $200,000, and probably last year, you know, $250,000.
Well, you know, it's a tough time for the condo market. I mean, obviously, they like to see the sale prices. There's no doubt about it. But you're not doing it for free, for crying out loud. I mean, you guys are doing, you want to make some money. Obviously, you're going to make your commissions and that sort of thing. But the folks who developed the building are hoping to make some money too. And so selling them is better than, you know, them sitting fallow on the second and 11th and 16th floors of these places.
Yeah, I mean, the auction itself is really going to help the buyers and the sellers. Obviously, the buyers are going to get very good buy for their money, and the sellers are obviously going to be able to sell, in this case, 50 standing homes. And, you know, it does cost them money to carry the product every month. So they do have those associated costs that are ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they're going to be discounting the homes, you know, in the long run, the buyers will be happy because they're going to get a discount, and the sellers will be happy because they've reduced their inventory and they're getting closer to the closeout of this particular project.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I bet. And who's the developer on this thing?
The owners, it's called Block 35 Investors. That's the owners of the building.
And so is it tough? Do you do this in L.A. too? Because I know L.A. is having a bit of a tough time with condo glut too.
Well, we're doing it all over the country, and yeah, we do have stuff in L.A., and we just finished an auction Sunday in Seattle, and we have stuff coming up in Arizona We just completed another sale in Texas. So it's just really a great way to sell when you're looking to highlight your product over and above maybe the competing product that's in the area mm-hmm. or resales. So you're really focusing the buyer's attention on your product. And again, you're putting the power in the buyer's hand.
So generally speaking, when you do an auction item, one of these properties, for instance, what do you get for it? You have the minimum selling price. And generally speaking, where does it close? Does it close up like a third up above that or a quarter up above that? Kind of give us an idea.
Well, I think every project's going to be different. And also based on what type of product you're offering, as far as in this particular auction, we've got 50 properties. We do have, as I mentioned, some loft-style units. We have some one-bedrooms and two-bedrooms, and some three-bedrooms. So based on the interest from homeowners, you know, some of these properties will be bid up very high. Some may not be bid up very high just because of the demand.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a homeowner, what a lot of people do is they go, I really got to have a two-bedroom. And so that's really what they're shooting for. Some people may say, I need a one-bedroom, but if I could get a two-bedroom at the right price, I may be a two-bedroom buyer.
Right, right.
So, you know, I would say every auction's different. Obviously, we're looking for some bidding activity, you know, so they would go above the minimum selling prices that we were advertising.
Right.
But again, the buyers will determine that, and they'll be able to bid on the units that they would like. And if it gets out of their price range, then they'll shift to probably their second or third or fourth choice.
Gotcha. And have you had a lot of people come through?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've had a great amount of interest on the particular building, and people are very interested. We do have a how to buy seminar this weekend at the property, which is Saturday at the property at 1:00, and it's called a how to buy seminar. And what we have this there for is so they can meet, our auctioneer, they can meet the preferred lender that they probably have already spoken to. They can register for the auction if they haven't already, and they can get pre-qualified if they haven't done that already also. And it's a way to really educate these buyers what will happen the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And we find a lot of people still have questions, even though they've been to the project. It really helps them to come back again and, you know, talk to all the people all at once.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on the Victoria Taft Show, and good luck to you, because I know that it's a tough time right now, it seems to me.
Well, I think what we see is, a lot of people looking to sell. And I think if you offer the product correctly to the consumer and it's priced right, there is still huge demand right now in the condo market.
Right on. Thanks okay. so much. Rhett Thanks Winchell, thank you very much. He's with Kennedy Wilson Auction House in L.A. And they're going to have their big sale on April 8th at the John Ross in South Waterfront. You know, it's